Right, I'm going to open House Committee on Business and Labor. And I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 485A.
Mr. Chair, committee members, we last heard Senate Bill 485 on May 25th. If you recall, we held off on doing a work session because there was a forthcoming amendment, a consensus amendment among stakeholders, which you have in front of you. It's the -A8 amendment. It outlines items that must be included in a cease and desist order, establishes that the order becomes effective after its date unless the individual requests a hearing, and also clarifies that the final cease and desist order is the order that is to be recorded into the county clerk lien record and to be enforced. There is no revenue impact on the -8. We do not have the official paperwork from fiscal on this. However, they did do analysis on the -6, which was a previous amendment that has not that need to be refined, and there is a minimal fiscal impact. It should still remain as a minimal fiscal impact, as the only difference between the -6 and -8 is literally one word.
We have the proponents and the department. If anybody wants to ask any questions, we have the experts in the room. If not, I'm prepared to entertain a motion to adopt the -8s. Anybody want to go over this any further?
My understanding is parties have all come to agreement.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Well, all right, well then, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move that the -8 amendments be added to Senate Bill 485A.
Co-Chair, Fairmayor moves.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The -8 amendments in the Senate Bill 485A. Is there any discussion, Teresa?
I was going to say, Mr. Chair, we can go ahead and move forward with the amendment, but we do need to do a rule suspension in order to move the floor without the fiscal.
Right. Thank you very much for reminding.
I'll clarify that.
So, any discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion? Seeing none, so moved. We need to do the rule suspension before the motion. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules for the purpose of moving Senate Bill 485A to the floor as amended to pass recommendation without the fiscal. Is it just the fiscal rule?
That's the fiscal, Mr. Chair.
Paperwork.
So moved.
Any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, so moved. Representative?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 485 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Kinnemer moves Senate Bill 485 to the floor as amended to due pass recommendations. Any discussion on the motion? I just want to thank the parties and everybody that really was patient and worked together and were professional, and be thankful that the people that weren't professional aren't here, or person, I should say. I'm grateful for that, too. All right. Is there any objection to the motion?
All right, so we need to let the record show Sal
Representative Escobar is excused.
Yeah,
he's on House Business. Correct?
Reapportionment Committee.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right.
He needs good.
Would somebody like to carry this bill on floor? Volunteer to carry this bill on floor?
I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to close work session on Senate Bill 485A and open work session on Senate Bill 384A.
Mr. Committee members, we first heard Senate Bill 384A on May 25th, in which the A3 amendment was adopted unanimously. To clarify, this measure revises the billing cycle and construction private construction contracts in 30 days and monthly, and does other clarifications for the Oregon Private Prompt Payment Act. We had to carry this over because of we're lacking a paperwork for fiscal on the -A3 amendment, and I still do not have that paperwork. So, but I anticipate that it is a no fiscal.
So it's the same drill as the last bill, right?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much. We've already adopted -8A3 amendment. So, Representative, I'll entertain a motion.
Let's see. We need to move that the rules be suspended for lack of a revenue statement.
On Senate Bill 384A. Is that the motion, Representative?
That is.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, so moved. Representative?
Okay, and I move Senate Bill 384 to the floor with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Kennedy moves Senate Bill 384 to the floor as amended for due pass recommendations. Any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, so moved. Would someone like to carry this bill on the floor? Anyone want to volunteer? Thank you, Representative. Very good.
Which one?
Representative Johnson.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 384A, informational meeting, possible interim work plan topics. I'm open to this. We don't have anything etched in stone. There's been several things come up that we could look at. I will add a word of caution. There are some things that we have to approach very delicately. Anytime we deal with workers' compensation in this building, it is, or independent contractor, anything like that. I've been down this road, and I just, you know, it's okay to discuss possible changes, but everybody has to be at the table, and we need to move slowly and very cautiously. I just want to share that with everyone. That's my humble opinion. There's a lot of other things to talk about. We're open to suggestions. And Representative Co-Chair, would you like to speak before I recognize the representative?
Just a couple of comments. Mike and I were talking about, we thought we'd have kind of an open discussion, and then some of you might want to follow up and talk to us individually. You should have already the interim schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It is out. We don't know what days we will be meeting, but specific days we will meet, but the days are out. So our next scheduled meeting will be in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, would be what we want to do is we also want to move towards the rules allow the committee to introduce as many as 5 bills for the special session. So we want to be thinking perhaps in some directions about what bills those might be. And I don't know, one of the things that the chair and I had been discussing is we thought we would maybe have an informational segment on barriers to business or concerns that businesses have about unfriendly rules or regulations or laws. Seems like an appropriate topic for us, and I don't know if you have any others that you want to talk about at the moment. We just thought we'd kind of throw this open for some ideas, and then we'll try to put together a work schedule.
Okay. Oh, forgive me.
Well, I've got 2 things. One, a clarification. You're referring to unfriendly rules, or I didn't quite understand what you were saying.
Oh, well, sometimes I think some of the businesses have concerns about agency rules mm-hmm. that they perceive as unfriendly.
Got it.
Or other regulations or laws
okay.
that, you know, I mean, we're trying to create jobs, and are there ways, and there aren't very many direct ways government creates jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think some are of the opinion that if we're not careful, we're an impediment to jobs. And maybe there are ways to look at that.
I'm not a mind reader, but I think I know what caused the good representative's question. These would be concepts that this committee agrees on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot out there, a lot of common ground where we can do a lot of work to make it easier to do business in this state without wrecking the environment or society or making people work for slave wages. That's what I'm looking at. But
and I just had one follow-up.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to echo what you had said as kind of a caution. And part of it is lots of the PERS bills and so on that came through, at least that were introduced, is to stay away from things that have been litigated time and time and time again, and to try to bring it up to have it litigated again. So I think our time's very valuable during the interim, and I think it's really important to go through, and like with Representative Kennemer, talk about things that we can actually deal with that move things forward without coming up with something that we're going to go through and have to litigate again. So,
well,
so that was just one of my concerns.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in getting in some piddling match in this committee room among our committee members. So thank you, Representative. I appreciate that. Representative Boyle?
One of the issues we talked about that was too complex to deal with in our committee in the time we had was about trademark protection for software manufacturers in this state, IP protection, and we talked about potentially doing some work in the interim on that. I'd be interested in working on that if we put something together.
Good. I think that's, Dan, we did talk about that, and let's keep that. I think that's a great one.
And I want to see where Washington goes and the federal government goes, because that's a big can of worms, too. It's no small topic.
Right. Well, and what we don't want is for, sorry.
No,
right.
Please, feel free.
Is to have it come up next session and, you know, you have to deal with it again by, you know, not be any further in understanding what's happening at the federal level, what's happening at the state level, and what our resources are to deal with the issue.
And I saw common ground among all the parties here.
Absolutely.
But we weren't getting where we needed to go.
Exactly.
And yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think one of the things I'm exploring, and I'm not sure it's, you know, going to be anything that the committee explores until maybe I get a little more definitive answers, but it's on, you know, we deal with enterprise zones in this committee quite a bit, and we've talked about prevailing wage and those sorts of things. And one of the things that I have mentioned and I'm exploring is clawback provisions for these enterprise zones. When somebody's granted an enterprise zone based on they're going to provide X amount of jobs to the community and do this and do that, I do see those dollars as taxpayer dollars. And I honestly want to make sure that they follow through and they make good on their commitment so that when they're granted that enterprise zone, that they do produce those jobs and they do withstand time of that enterprise zone grant. So I'm looking into that. It's something that is somewhat near and dear to my heart, of course, with our tax situation in Gresham and our deficit. But, you know, I understand the need of the enterprise zone. I understand the jobs it produces in the build. But I also want to ensure that those jobs stay and that the commitments are made. After all, those are taxpayer dollars. So, with that being said, I'm exploring the clawback provisions regarding enterprise zones.
I think that's worthy of our looking into. Anybody else? And this is not the end. We're going to have a lot of more time to talk among one another, you know, in group or individually throughout the rest of the session and throughout the rest of the interview, Representative.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we had a, you know, you talked about being careful about workers' comp. I think that's a dangerous topic. However, a couple of bills did come to us that I think merit some discussion.
I agree.
There are some issues surrounding chiropractors and nurses, not without controversy, and also the relationship with IMLAC. Mm-hmm. And the Senate chose a different path from the one we've been choosing. And I just think it's good to have an open discussion about it. I'm not sure, I don't have a firm opinion about where we go, but I think we ought to have some discussion about it.
And we're all for having a discussion. We give IMLAC there. We made this body years ago, made IMLAC, and they work at our discretion, and we tell them what to do, and then they carry out their mission, and I think they do it well. The problem with that is if we go around IMLAC for labor here, then next time, well, it's okay to go around IMLAC for management over here. Then what you end up is back 25 years ago where it's just a big cluster and it's all every day we're in here battling it out over something and the whole system goes to heck in a handbasket and the rates skyrocket and now it's detrimental to our economy, which is exactly what we're seeing in California right now. They're broke. That's why I'm a huge supporter of IMLAC. I know it's far from perfect, but I agree it does merit a conversation. They will probably move on some of these things or at least discuss them in their meetings over in the interim. We'll see where that goes. But I think it merits our conversation. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, co-chairs. Two areas, I guess, that I think would be useful. I think the idea of convening just a think tank of private sector individuals from AGC to OCAPA to whomever and just find out, are there specific things that we could do or play a role in that could provide some stimulation to our private sector in terms of job creation? That'd be number one. But number two, I think to do the same thing, I think, with some representatives from counties and cities and so forth across the state and ask them for input on statutes, laws, regulations, and so forth that make it more difficult for them to authorize new job creation and new economic development within Oregon. So I think in both those areas, I think there'd be some need for and some usefulness of getting folks together just to talk and have us do a lot of listening instead of talking and let them just share with us what they would like for us to do and we'll see what seems practical and what doesn't.
Well, and we've done some of that in this room right here this year, real great, huddling up the land use, water, all kinds of stuff, permitting. You know, anyway, I hope that all bears fruit over the next 2 weeks because we're ready to go. But you're exactly right. There's a lot more to do. And I mean, I've given my litany over and over and over and over about what we can do in this state. I would hope that whatever we come up together with, that we get it assigned to this committee. And, you know, oddly enough, and I don't think oddly enough, I think the leadership saw the benefit of this. We did get things relating to natural resources and land use and other things that may easily have went to some other committee. But I think they realized the value of this committee, and that's why we yarded it out, and I think it was almost all unanimous.
Yep.
So it's another thing we should look at is what's germane to us and what is likely to be assigned to this committee. Everything should be assigned to this committee. Representative.
This doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but the contractor liability issue that we just partially addressed, I'd like to see
there was another piece
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
And I think we almost made a commitment, virtually made a commitment to discuss that.
Absolutely.
I think we need to add that to what ELA.
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 Yeah. ELA. Thank you.
Liability Act. That will be a fun conversation.
Yeah. Somebody needs to have it.
That's right. All right, then. Anybody else?
One final piece of business.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we're going to have an event tomorrow night at some undisclosed location. Perhaps not.
At Magoo's.
Ah.
As soon as I get there, it starts.
What time are you going to get there?
As soon as I can get out of here.
Okay, so now you know the formal start time. And today is our last official meeting of the 2011 session. And I think I can speak on behalf of the co-chairs. So it's been a terrific committee. You guys have worked hard, worked well, and it's been a ball. And I agree with Mike. The only thing wrong is that we didn't have all of the bills we wanted sent only to our committee, and neither did we get eliminating the Senate involved or the governor. But other than that, we were pretty happy. Yeah,
Bill. I couldn't agree more. This has been a great experience. This is the best committee I've ever served on. I love the makeup of this committee. It's a broad spectrum of the political. It's a broad political spectrum. We're rural, urban, suburban, labor, public service, private sector. I really am very proud of the work you all have done. I really am proud of the fact that everybody on this committee is willing to listen so much and really listen to different ideas and come together on a consensus, put something together that can work for all of us in this state. And this is the best committee I've ever served on, and I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting here at the gavel. I really like the makeup. I hope they keep us together in February and going forward, depending on what our destinies are. But I do want to thank everyone. I want to thank Shelley and, of course, the smartest person in the room, Teresa, without which I could not do this job, and third session in a row now. And I just can't say enough about you and your ability and knowledge and patience with me.
What about the rest of us having patience with you?
You guys volunteered. You got yourself elected. You wanted it. She got assigned.
And no mercy, even at the end.
I was down there begging to have her assigned to this committee, too, and I'll be back. So,
any further business?
Yeah. I just want to echo. I mean, I haven't been here as long, but this has been a phenomenal. Best committee I've served on. Great committee.
Okay.
All right. Well, if nothing else, we are adjourned.
You haven't been here long.